Pond.
4:46 right now, WDEV. Let's go out to the phone line. Bring on my guy, Kyle, over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and Swanton Lumber. Also, Rouse's Point, New York. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, happy Monday once again. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you? I have power, and most people have power back. So, yeah, we're doing okay. Not a whole lot of complaints.
All right, certainly good. Temperature's a lot cooler today. It had me thinking about fall. I don't like that, but I'm sure it's time to start turning the store over again.
Yep, so a lot of the fall stuff is starting to come in. We usually do what we can to pre-order and get a little better pricing that we can pass on for a lot of, you know, the more popular fall things, lawn and leaf bags, garden rakes, you know, regular lawn rakes, things like that. So a lot of that stuff is starting to trickle in. Do want to take a minute because we did have quite a few people coming in over the weekend. I don't know how you guys fared, but I want to say between our county and the next county over, I want to say it was like 13 or 14,000 people that lost power. So we had quite a surge of people coming in looking for, you know, flashlights and batteries and lanterns and things like that. And, you know, we did have quite a bit for them to choose from, but just take the time to think about what you might need in an emergency or a power outage like that, and definitely pre-plan and have that stuff at home. It just makes it a lot easier than worrying about it if it actually happens. And one of the things that a lot of people didn't think about and we helped people with over the weekend and then the start of this week is having a battery-powered both smoke alarm and CO alarm. Because just because the power is out, if you have a natural gas or generally propane stove, cook stove, you know, that can still cause some CO issues in your house. And it's good to be alert of any of those conditions, even if the power's out.
Certainly a lot there. Again, that's relevant and poignant, especially given all the weather issues that we have had around the state. And Kyle talks about, again, things like batteries and flashlights, et cetera. You mentioned lawn bags and leaf rakes, all that's important. What other home improvement projects do we usually see around the fall? I am no lawn savant, but I understand, you know, there is a fall growing season, etc. What other kind of things happen around the fall?
So there is a fall growing season. Generally this time of year people are putting in like their secondary or maybe tertiary rotation of crops. You know, you can do a lot of cold weather stuff. You can do radishes, parsnips, carrots, things like that that'll continue to mature even in the cold weather. So gardeners are doing that. Regular homeowners, they're trying to figure out which of their projects they're trying to get off their punch list before it gets too cold. So the big push is on for a lot of siding, you know, painting and staining projects, whether it's your deck or siding. In another month or two, you're going to start pushing the envelope. Generally, that stuff should be done around 40 degrees. So when those sealants cure, they actually soak in the proper way. So, you know, the push is on for people doing staining. And then if you have any grass that you're trying to grow this year, that's also going to be winding down in the next month or two. So those have been the things that are on the uptick that people are just trying to get done before it gets unfortunately cold.
What else we got to know before I let you go?
I did get a Makita order in the St. Albans location, and they did have a sale on some really cool tool bags. So they are, you know, they've got regular handles. They have a shoulder strap. You know, they're pretty good size. They're probably about 2 feet wide, a little over 3 feet long, and they do have wheels on them. So we put those on sale by the front counter. So far we've sold, I want to say, 2 out of the 12 that I've ordered. So once those are gone, they're going to be gone. It's a promo that Makita runs a couple times a year. So if you've got a lot of tools and you got to roll them around, or if it's too heavy for you to carry, then swing in and check out the tool bags.
4:51, WDEV, AM and FM, WDEVradio.com. That's Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. Kyle, thank you.
No problem. See you next Monday.